Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Kenneth Burns, the City Hall reporter for WYPR. Kenny, interesting, somewhat dramatic little exchange of questions and hopes that the mayor put in front of the president-elect the other day. And it's really quite an interesting letter, I think, because it comes so quickly after she becomes the mayor. It sort of suggests that, you know, there was a lot of work going on in this long transition period we had. Tell us a little bit about what's in the letter.
The simplest of gestures. Over the weekend during the Army-Navy game, Mayor Catherine Pugh handed the president-elect Donald Trump a letter outlining what she is looking for Baltimore, basically, her wish list, if you will. She's looking for federal grants to create a I-95 exit for Port Covington. She's looking for money to build a new Howard Street tunnel. The current one's 115 years old, and it can't handle the double-stack cargo that needs to go through to get to the Port of Baltimore. Looking for money for rebuilding the water infrastructure, money for building a broadband infrastructure that work started under the previous mayor. So I say it's the simplest of gestures. And Fraser, you probably remember a time like this where elections end and the people who hold office begin to govern. And this is the first step of really a continuation, if you will, of Mayor Pugh reaching across the aisle despite what we've seen as far as rhetoric and whatnot.
Well, and elections have consequences. Some many years ago, William Donald Schaefer decided that he was going to endorse the first George Bush, which created a lot of problems for him because Bill Clinton was elected president.
It did, but also keep in mind, Governor Schaefer, God rest his soul, he was term limited. He didn't have to run for re-election again.
Well, he went right over to Washington afterward and said, I was not for you, but now I'm with you more than anybody. So that was his sort of way of just kind of a blanket request for amity. You know, let's try to get along.
Exactly. And it's a rare occurrence these days with the mayor reaching out to the president-elect as a gentleman, not necessarily calling him out of his name, as they like to say where I'm from, but it's a breath of fresh air for a lot of people.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what response there is, because as you probably remember, the president-elect was sort of disparaging of the condition of cities when he was a candidate. But at the same time, he was saying, you know, black voters should come and vote for me because what have the Democrats done for you?
I think the mayor, you kind of picked this up towards the end of the letter. She reminded Trump that he's a native New Yorker, and she's hoping that he remembers that as he starts to govern these United States.
Well, Kenny, it's good to see that kind of thing happening, and we'll see what happens down the road. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For Kenneth Burns, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.